Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. Hello, evil ones. I'm Brett, and this is the Evil Never Dies podcast, midweek edition. How's everybody doing tonight? Since it's the beginning of October, I thought I would talk about typo negative October Rust and let you know a little bit about this album. It's their fourth studio album. It was recorded early 1996 at Systems 2 Studios in Brooklyn, New York. Genres: gothic metal, doom metal. Length is 72 minutes 49 seconds. Label is Roadrunner Records. Produced by Peter Steele and Josh Silver. And it was released on August 20th, 1996, which is actually Dimebag Darrell's birthday, by the way. Got to number 42 on the Billboard 200 and 26 in the UK. And it ended up going gold in the US in 1997. All right, go over the band a little bit here. Peter Steele, lead vocals and bass guitar, and his vocals were on point on this album for sure. Kenny Hickey on backing vocals, acoustic and electric guitars. Josh Silver, backing vocals, keyboard, synthesizers, sound effects, and programming. And Johnny Kelly, he was credited as drummer on the album, but all of the drum tracks were actually programmed, and he didn't actually join the band till after the album was recorded. Production personnel: Mike Marciano, engineer. George Marino, mastering. Sagmeister Inc. did the album cover, which is four rose stems for the four band members. Band logo in the top right corner, and the album name in the bottom left corner. Tim Fitzharris was the photographer, and Laura Michaels was the designer. All right, this album, compared to their other three, there's like more ballads, and it's really less doom metal. And it's very, very sexual, to say the least. All right, let's go over the track list. There's 15 tracks, and then there's they also released a bonus album with three bonus tracks. I'll get to them later. Track one is Bad Ground. That's actually a joke. It's 38 seconds of humming sound, like you'd hook a cable wrong up to an amplifier, that hum you get. Track two is untitled, but it's just a spoken word by the band thanking everyone for buying the album. Track three, Love You to Death. It's about him basically being in lust with a goth girl and wondering if he's good enough for her. And he actually lifted a line from Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. And he changed it to, her hips move, and I can feel what they're saying. And this was also released as a single, and there was a music video for it. Track 4, Be My Druidess. I think it's about the same goth girl and how he will do anything to make her achieve an orgasm. Track 5, that's Green Man. That is about Peter Steele's stint as a groundskeeper for the New York City Parks Department. Track 6, Red Water, Christmas Morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. That's like a creepy Christmas song. Track 7, My Girlfriend's Girlfriend. This was the first single off the album. And it's basically about Peter Steele's relationship with two girls. Or you might want to say a menage a trois, I guess you might want to call it. And the cover for this single was very controversial. It's got Peter in bed with two porn stars. And I'll post that on the group page. So if you're in the group page, I'll post that and you can check it out. Also, there's a video for that song too. Track 8 is Die With Me. That's another ballad. Now, you really have to, when you listen to these songs, you really have to read the lyrics along with them so you know what these songs are about. Track 9, Burnt Flowers Fallen. 10, In Praise of Bacchus. 11, Cinnamon Girl. That's a Neil Young cover, but they made it really hard, and it's actually pretty cool. Track 12, this is an instrumental, okay? The Glorious Liberation of the People's Technocratic Republic of Vinland by Combined Forces of the United Territories of Europa. And that's an instrumental. Track 13, Wolf Moon with Zoanthropic Paranoia. Let me know what you think of this song's talking about. Read the lyrics and let me know. I know it's got to do with werewolves. Track 14, Haunted, and that's about Peter being haunted by a past lover. Track 15, listed as untitled, but it's the band thanking everybody for hoping they like the album. So it's sort of like a little outro they do. And then the three bonus tracks. They do a cover of Black Sabbath. The song Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath. But they got it as From the Satanic Perspective. And that's also on the Nativity and Black Sabbath cover album. Haunted, the Purr version, which is a 12-minute version of that song. I think the other ones on the regular album is like 8 minutes and something. And then you got a extended depression mix of Cinnamon Girl. And I'm not a big fan of that version, so. All right. Let's go on about the tour here. Got a little bit about it. Couldn't really find too much on it. Started April 19th, 1996. Opening for Ozzy on the Retirement Sucks / Osmosis Tour. And I believe that was in Utah, Salt Lake City. And then they went over to Europe, did the festival circuit over there. then come back to the U.S., and then they did a headlining tour with the bands Drain HTH and Sister Machine Gun, and that ended in June of 97. And then they were on the Ozfest 97 festival. And then in the fall, after Ozfest was over, they opened for Pantera for some shows, and also Cold Chamber. Ended the tour on November 24th, 1997, at the Vic in Chicago. And I actually seen them on this tour in Peoria, Illinois, at the old Madison Theater, which I heard somebody bought this place and is restoring it, because it was built like back in the late 1890s, early 1900s. And it's a really cool theater, but it was empty for years and years, and somebody bought it finally and is going to rehab it. So, all right, Bill Ward says this album is in his top 10 metal albums of all time. If you don't know who Bill Ward is, he was the original drummer for Black Sabbath. Now this is my favorite Typo Negative album. I know I've done a couple of the other albums before, but this is my all-time favorite. Like I said, read the lyrics to these songs so you'll understand them more. I highly recommend this album, so check it out. I gotta give this 5 devil horns. Yeah, 5. I like this album that much that I'm gonna give it a 5. So, all right. Thanks for listening. I hope you liked this on Typo Negative October Rust. Check us out on social media. If you would, leave us a rating and review. That helps us get further up there in that algorithm. I'm going to have some snippets here at the end, so stay tuned and listen to them. And we will talk to you Sunday for a full-length episode. Alrighty, everybody, thanks again, and stay evil, everybody.
In her place, 100 candles burning, a salty sweat drips from her breast. Her hips move, and I can feel what they're saying, swaying. They say the beast inside of me is gonna get ya, get ya.
On only water.